Well, our moms think we're funny.
All right. Hello, everyone. I am Akomi. Welcome to another episode of Our Moms Think We're Funny. You know, Turk is still out on his grand adventure, on his little excursion, and, yeah, haven't really heard much out of him, or, oh, shit, speak of the devil, oh, he's calling me, okay, hold on, hello, yeah, no, hey, Turk, what do you mean you just managed to barely get away for a minute? Oh, so you're still on the boat? No, I'm definitely coming to help you. I'm definitely coming to help you. Well, yeah, no, I mean, like, you've seen my text responses. Like, you know, I'm working on a plan right now. Just trust me. What? No, what? No, I'm not just recording the podcast without you. No, I am trying to pinpoint your location on international waters. And, you know, yeah, I'm definitely going to do something. Yeah. Yeah, no, you're good. You're fine. Okay. What? I'm losing you. I'm in a tunnel. I'm in a tunnel, Turk. I gotta go. Bye. Awkward. Okay, well, I'm just gonna put my phone in Do Not Disturb there, and yeah, no, I'm sure he'll be fine. Yeah. Sure, Turk is totally fine. Anyway, so, welcome to another episode of Our Moms Think We're Funny. Sorry about that interruption. You know, tonight I thought it's been a little while since we have done, Reddit questions. You know, that's always a fun way to mix things up. And, you know, typically when Turk and I are doing this, we tend to do, like, dirtier questions, like sex questions, NSFW, Reddit After Dark, stuff like that. I thought it'd be fun to just do some general questions here, you know? So, you know, I'm not coming into this with any real serious plan, just figured I would pop onto r/questions, just answer some general questions, you know? I think the world could benefit from my insight, without it necessarily being, related to, like, NSFW and After Dark stuff. So, yeah, I'm on the, subreddit r/questions. We're just gonna kind of see what people are asking. And, yeah, you know, we will see if we can, we will see if I can enrich in anybody's life. So, here we go. First question. Are you attracted to redheads? I wish I could do a poll for this one. I'm curious how many men are actually attracted to redheads, pale freckled ones especially. I know a lot of men are, but there have been times when, to some men I meet, I feel like chopped liver in comparison to my brunette blonde friends. Some have told me they don't find redheads hot. But then other men seem over the moon by my beauty and prefer me. For reference, I think my features are attractive. I was a print model in NYC for 4 years. To answer your question, yeah, I find them attractive. I think it's kind of polarizing, really. Like, I don't find a lot of guys who are totally neutral towards redheads. There are either guys who, like, really, really like them, or there are guys who, like, find it staunchly unattractive. But I think more guys find redheads super hot than guys find redheads, like, not hot. So that's just my personal takeaway. But for me personally, yeah, I wouldn't say no to a redhead. Oh, here we go. In a similar vein, is there still people who are attracted to nerdy girl? Since most of the guys today love girls who have big tits, although that's two completely unrelated thoughts. What? I mean, what? I mean, yeah, some guys think the whole nerdy chick thing is hot, the same thing as, like, gamer girls, but just because you're a nerdy girl, that does definitely does not mean that you have big tits. I've been at enough cons with girls in skimpy cosplay to know that those two facts are not correlated in the slightest. So, was she saying that, you know, she's nerdy and doesn't have big tits, so it's like, would her nerdiness save her? I don't know. I don't fully understand her question. That's a, yes, there are some guys who, you know, you tell them you're into Lego or Marvel shit, and they'll be all over that. Okay. Oh, this could be an interesting one. See, we're going through questions a lot faster when it's just me. So, you know. That tells me the Turk likes to really drag these questions out. You know, no judgment here, no judgment here. Okay. This one from 5 hours ago. If you work in the medical field, specifically EMS, how would you go about telling your supervisor your female partner has an odor? We work 24, 48, and sometimes 72, and my partner rarely showers even when it's her time of the month, making her odor give off a fishy odor at best. Since I'm not of higher rank or supervisor, I think it would be really inappropriate of me to bring it up to her, but I'm also nervous bringing it up to my supervisor in the case that he does let it slip that I told. She's a sweet girl, and I would hate to hurt her feelings, but while working in this profession, it isn't okay. Please shoot out some ideas. Oof. Yeah, that's rough. That's rough. So, yuck. 72 hours on your period without showering. Ugh. I mean, yeah, you absolutely need to go about approaching your supervisor. And I mean, really, the only way that, you know, it's never going to be foolproof that it won't trickle back down to it being you who said something. But it's like, it's clear that you don't want to be like, "God damn, Linda. Yes, stank. That pussy stank, girl." So, like, clearly you don't want to do that. So, your only alternative is to go to your supervisor. So, yeah, I mean, all you can really say is to your supervisor, "Hey, I'm coming to you in confidence. I don't want it getting back that I'm the one who said this to you, but here's the problem." That's the easy solution, but, like, I actually sympathize with this problem because I had a coworker for several months. We shared an office. We shared, like, a branch of an office with the entirety of the IT staff. Like, there was the IT offices, and they put our desks right next to each other in a corner. And this dude was, like, morbidly obese, and as a result, he couldn't really reach the nooks and crannies to clean himself quite so good. So, when he would, like, leave for the day, he'd always leave, like, an hour before me. So when he would bounce for the day, his chair would just, like, permeate this, like, disgusting mixture of BO and butt stank. And I would have to, like, clean his chair. I would have to spray it down and wipe it down with bleach wipes. Not even, like, antibacterial wipes, but, like, actual bleach wipes just to try to neutralize the odor. Like, it was atrocious. So, I get it. But, you know, I didn't have a supervisor in, like, a face-to-face position. I never met my supervisor at that job face-to-face, ever. So, it was pretty rough. So, you know, I didn't have the opportunity of, like, being able to reach out to my supervisor and saying, "Hey, this is what's going on." So, I could have talked to my other coworkers about it, but the problem with that was that there were, like, plenty of other issues with the dude. So it's like, well, do I want to talk about his butt stink, or do I want to talk about the fact that he's, like, not doing any work? So, you know, it's tricky. Yeah, that's what I would do. I would say, you know, all you can really do is approach your manager or supervisor and say, "Hey, please don't let this, you know, please don't let this come back on me, but here's what's happening. Because, you know, you don't want to spend 72 hours as an EMS stuck in your ambulance with somebody that grody. Next question. Why do people like revving their engine so that everyone in town can hear that shit? Like, how desperate are you for attention that even bad attention is okay? Who do you think you're impressing when you do that? I can answer that. User Pojasco, they like doing that because they have little teeny tiny baby penises. And that's the entire reason, really. You know, it may or may not have jack all to do with attention. It's just, you know, there's something about having a dick that incredibly small that compels you to make those actions. So, all right. What does your shirt say, if anything? Mine says, I may look calm, but in my head, I've pecked you 3 times with a picture of a rooster. That's a terrible shirt. Mine does not currently say anything. This is just my my lounge shirt, my sleepy time shirt, because it is 3:30 in the morning. This was the only time I've had the opportunity to record today. But yeah, my current shirt does not say anything. It's just burgundy and navy stripes, and it's a sleeveless number because it's going to be that time of year, pretty warm. Okay, why don't some people like to be told what to do? You know, when someone says angrily, "Don't tell me what to do," why? As someone who doesn't like to be told what to do, I can answer why, because it's fucking annoying. Like, just don't tell me what to do, man. Like, some people value their autonomy. Some people, sorry. Not only is the weather getting warmer, it's also that time of the year where my allergies kick in. So, like, I've got one nostril completely clogged, one that is, like, flowing smoothly here. So, but yeah, it's just like, it's incredibly obnoxious when you value your autonomy, and especially, like, when you have confidence in what you're doing. Like I'm reasonably sure that, that I can navigate a grocery checkout line, for instance, without people feeling the need to coach me on how to do that. So it's just, like, it pisses me off because it's like, you know what, I'm old, I'm smart enough to fucking know how to do this. I definitely don't need you, like, trying to tell me how to do it your way. Like, just fuck right off with that. So, yeah. People don't like it because it annoys them. Like, I don't understand why you feel the need to ask that question. Do people say anywho? I mean, obviously, yes. Oh, wait. Do people actually say anywho, or do they say it in a funny way of changing it from anyways? Well, yes. Like, I guess he's not phrasing it properly. I think what he's saying is, do people say it unironically? And I don't think so anymore. Like, I think that's kind of fallen out of vogue. But, like, yes, people say it, but they say it in a funny way of changing it from anyways. So, the answer to both of your questions is yes. This could be fun. Should I start approaching girls as a skinny guy? Hi, I'm 5.5 feet, 17-year-old male, a skinny guy. I am getting better day by day, but still in the skinny category. Should I start approaching girls? If yes, how do I give myself that confidence to approach? Or really matters the size? The best way to give yourself confidence on that is to learn how to write properly. You know, learn good English and grammar, and that gives you confidence. Unfortunately, chicks are way less concerned about you being skinny than they are about you being short. So, you know, being only 5.5 feet, you know, good luck there, guy. But, if you want to approach girls, then you definitely should. Like, like the tall thing is a bigger factor than the skinny, like that if that's what's holding you back, then just don't let it hold you back. I don't know. And I know this is going to sound like the equivalent of, like, when you're depressed, people just saying, just be happy, but, like, yeah, like, if you're not confident, then just be confident. Like all it really takes is one or two good successes to realize that it's not as intimidating or difficult as you think. And, yeah, you'll be fine, but... But yeah, other than that, yeah, the skinny is like the least of the red flags for me. Oh, we may have a caveman writing here. How do I learn to be okay with being alone? I, 20F, have no friends, no partner, no one in my life that cares about me. I try my best to meet new people and build relationships, but everything eventually just fizzles away. I think I'm just meant to always be alone. I long for friendship and a partner, but I don't believe that's in my future. How do I learn to accept the fact that I'll always be alone? How do I make the loneliness less painful? Thanks. Maybe people don't hang out with you because you're a caveman, you know? Maybe they're afraid that you're gonna, like, club them over the head and, like, drag them back to your cave. I don't know. Man, got a tickle in the back of my throat. I mean, honestly, it just sounds like you're desperate and clingy. And, you know, some people need their space. So, you know, just find people with common interests and, yeah, just make sure that you, that you're fun to be around, right? But, like, less so with friendships. Friendships kind of form organically, but especially if you're looking for a romantic relationship and you're just, like, super, super desperate for it to happen, then people pick up on that sense of clinginess and it's kind of a turnoff. So, but you're also kind of dealing with a kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy because you've already said you don't believe that you're ever going to have friends or a partner. So, you know, it's whatever. But, you know, I'm very much an introvert. I personally, like, you know, to me, my dream scenario is living alone. Like, no neighbors in sight. 10 minutes from a gas station so I can get gas and Slim Jims. And, like, everything else remotely resembling a town being, like, 30 or 40 minutes away. That would be like heaven to me. If I could go an entire week without ever seeing another human being, I would be ecstatic. So it's really, really difficult for me to look at this kind of thing where people are acting like it's some kind of like hell on earth. And it's like, is it though? Because, you know, it doesn't sound like a bad time. Okay, there's... Yeah, no, I'm not gonna do that one. Oh. Interesting. Is this J.D. Parrish painting the real deal? I don't know much about J.D. Parrish, but, I mean, if you want my honest opinion, even if it's the real deal, you got ripped off, bro. No, that's actually pretty tight. I never really knew much about J.D. Parrish, but I kind of dig his style. Yeah, I don't know. Let's see what the comments say. I'm kind of curious myself now. Does it have any texture? The painting is in a frame, and I do not want to attempt to take it out in any way. The only distinct thing I noticed in regard to the texture was a gold flake on the crown. I tried to take a close-up pic. I mean, my monitor's not in the best condition. From here, it definitely looks like it's textured, but yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, J.D. Parrish, yeah, I definitely like the style on that one. That's all I can say. When did you come face to face with a chocolate chipless cookie? How did that moment have an impact on you personally? Okay, that's dumb. Okay, this could be fun. Anybody else experienced this? So, I heard the doorbell ring, but after a second or two, I realize I'm hearing the doorbell again, but faintly now. It's vivid, but still faint. I assumed at first that it was just the doorbell constantly ringing, so I experimented. I chose one of the two notes to play over and over again and was able to do it on command. It's still happening as I'm typing this, and it rang 10 to 15 minutes ago. Is this some weird brain thing by which happens when you hear the sound at a certain decibel? Or am I now a special superhero with a lame power? So, okay. I don't know how to tell you this, Chris, but maybe you should answer your doorbell. It's still ringing because the person has been standing outside of your house for 10 to 15 minutes, and, it's pretty rude to just, like, be sitting there listening to the notes echo in your head. So maybe that's why it's still ringing, because you never answered it. Dipshit. What's the best way to grow a small subreddit? I have a support sub for ended friendships that I think could help others, and so far it has 2,900 users. I'm just not sure the best way to find users, and I don't want to pressure anyone to join in an inorganic way. Any advice would be appreciated. The quickest way to grow any subreddit is nudes. Like, get your users to post pictures of their nudes, and it will grow. Hate to tell you that, but that's just the way this whole thing works, so. God, some of these are really lame questions. Is it just me, or were TVs always this cheap? What happened? When I walk into Walmart, TVs range from $250 to $500. Has it always been this way? Because when I was a kid, TVs were like $3,000. What happened? I seem to remember TVs being a lot cheaper when I was a kid, but that was before, like, the whole flat screen thing. I do remember flat screens being ridiculously expensive, but, yeah, I don't know. They still seem pretty pricey to me, but, yeah, I guess my question is, like, what compels you to post that question online, you know? Like, do you need validation that much? Like, sure, like, everybody remembers shit being, like, a different price than when they were a kid, and now it's not, but I don't know. What's the best pet you've had as a single person? I had a cat that tried to kill a Jehovah's Witness once. She was pretty great. And, I actually raised a clutch of, or not a clutch, what are they called? What are they called? A cloud of tadpoles. I raised a cloud of tadpoles, and, our property was infested with frogs, and it was great. So great. And then I tried to raise a second cloud of them, and some asshole farmer was, delivering firewood or something, or picking up some tools or something from the property, and he slammed his truck right into it, killing all of my children. I was very upset. So, yeah. Oh, here we go. In all caps. So I gotta get really close to the mic here.
Why do people like Spider-Man so much?
Never understood the appeal. I mean, because Spider-Man's cool, man. If you don't understand the appeal, you're lame. Lame-o. I mean, like, in like a really serious, like, analytical note, people like Spider-Man because Peter Parker struggles with shit, it's because nothing ever goes right for him. And that makes him extremely relatable. And, like, you have really incredible powers, but people still think that, like, you're a menace to society or you're somehow dangerous. And so, I mean, it's that kind of thing where it's like, it's for people who feel like nothing ever goes right for them. It's for people who feel like they can't do anything right. It's for people who are struggling with money or struggling with girls or struggling with school. Like, that's who Spider-Man's marketed for. So lucky you, you've got a perfect life. But, like, a lot of people, like, that really resonates with. So, yeah, I mean, that's why. Okay. Which way is more humane for dealing with roadkill? I mistakenly hit a squirrel while driving. I told my group of friends that I felt horrible and didn't want it to suffer, so I went back and ran it over again to put it out of its misery. It mortified a few people. One friend said it was similar to a serial killer. If anything, it's the complete opposite, because I was having more empathy for the animal and tried to help. So if you hit an animal and you know it's suffering and a vet rehabilitation is out of the question, is it better to drive off leaving it to suffer or bust a U-turn and finish it off? I mean, running it over, that's pretty brutal. I get both sides of it, because on the one hand, it's like the first time you did it, it was an accident, but now that it's suffering, then you do it on purpose. And so it's like, I get it, but I also get your mindset, where it's like, it was suffering. So I will say, for my part, I have never turned around to finish an animal off. I have had to mercy kill animals as a farm kid. I've had to mercy kill chickens and cats that were attacked by dogs, so, like, I get it. But I also didn't, like, decide to run them over with my car, because, to my mind, getting crushed to death, it's not an instantaneous or painless way to do it. So, I personally, anytime I've hit roadkill, I always just keep on driving, because, if it ain't a deer, then it doesn't pose any threat to my car, per se. But, no, I mean, if I knew it was suffering and I knew it was, like, a dog or a cat, somebody's beloved pet, I would have to, like, let them know so that they could, so that they don't find their dog suffering on the side of the road, coughing on blood, wondering what happened. If it's, like, a fucking squirrel or something, then, you know, fuck that shit. I don't care. Oh. Is there a Reddit group for finding criminals / pedophiles by picture? I was wondering if there is an r/ group dedicated to finding criminals or pedophiles by picture, basically a reverse image group. That's not a bad idea, really. That's really not a bad idea. The exposure is huge on the pedophiles. So, yeah. I mean, if there isn't one, then, you know, you should start one. And since the whole idea is hunting down pedophiles, I would not recommend building that subreddit with pictures of nudes. So, disregard my previous advice, but, you know, certainly worth thinking about. Certainly worth thinking about. What? When do you stop thinking about the alphabet? When you say the alphabet, at which exact letter do you go to autopilot and say the rest of the alphabet? Or do you think and visualize every single letter when you say them? That doesn't make any sense. That's a dumb question. That is an unequivocally dumb question. So, you know what I think we need to do at this point? Since that was such a dumb question, I think we need to move over from questions to r/no stupid questions. We're going to do that because that perturbed me. That did not make a whole lot of sense to the point where I am now taking a shot of whiskey here at 3:48 in the morning. Oh yeah, whole fresh bottle. Yep, yep. Okay. Carefully. Carefully. Okay. Okay. I feel better now, knowing that we're not going to come across stupid questions. I feel like this is going to go a lot better for us. Okay. How on earth do you defend yourself from an accusation of being racist or something? Boy, did you ask the right guy. Hypothetically, someone called you a racist. What now? But I've never mistreated anybody because of their race isn't a strong defense. But I have race friends. It's a laughable defense. Do I just roll over and cry? Or... So... typically, when Turk and I are accused of anything remotely uncomfortable, we just lean into it. So... you know, if somebody says that you're a racist, then you say, wait till you hear about my opinion on the Chinese. And, you know, eventually you just keep leaning into it and going for worse and worse shock humor until they eventually shut up. So there's that option. Another option, if they're like, oh, you're a racist, you can just go, well, you're a retard. And that also tends to shut them up. You know, typically, there's no problem that's so bad that you can't fix it by making it worse. So, you know, it's as simple as that. I think one of our first hit episodes of the podcast is titled "A Comey is Racist" or "Turk Accuses Comey of Being Racist" or something like that. And, you know, I never really let that slow me down. I just, you know, I just promised that I would get worse, and I did. So. Whoa. If someone owes you a meal and you take them to a restaurant to buy them that meal, but then get that meal for free, do I still owe my friend a meal? So I owe my friend a meal because he hooked me up a couple of weeks back and we were at McDonald's getting that meal. Where, well, apparently the person ahead of us paid for our meal, so I got it for free. Now he's arguing with me, saying I still owe him a meal, but the McDonald's was the meal. He's trying to say it doesn't account because I didn't pay for it, but I'm arguing that intent matters and I intended to pay for it and it's not my fault. We got lucky. Also, for the record, I would have kept the chain going, but the person behind me's order was like $36. Screw that. I'm not an asshole, but be reasonable. sounds like you kind of are an asshole. Personally, if it were me, and I were taking my friend to buy them a meal, and I got the meal for free like that, just like a pay-it-forward thing, I would tell them, you know, hey, we both got lucky. I will get your next one. Like, you can't do that because... You know, look at it this way. If your friend, when he hooked you up a few weeks back, if he was going to buy your meal in the first place, and you both got it for free, then you wouldn't be like, hey man, I owe you a meal, because it doesn't count. So, even though that was his intention. So, yeah, it doesn't hold up. Does not hold up. Ooh, I can't be funny with that. I could be. How do I let the owners know that I found their lost dog, but it's dead? Sorry about being graphic, but there were lost dog posters around the neighborhood, and I found two animal skeletons that I think are dogs, and they have the same fur as the picture shows. I want to call them and tell them they should come and confirm it so they can have the closure, but I don't know how to be tactful in this situation. So what you do is you hire a homeless guy out behind the 7-Eleven. Just give him like $5 and a burner phone and let him break the news, because they, you know, he'll do it for $5. And then you're not involved, you know? It's the same thing as hiring a hitman. You can't get in trouble for it. That said, you're just saying that, you know, it's animal skeletons that you think are dogs. But, like, are you sure? I don't know. Yeah, that's whack. That is whack. I'm blind. What should I say when someone says, "Guess who this is," wanting me to guess their name? I find this very annoying and rude. R-O-O-D. I guess you really are blind, if that's how you spell rude. Because I don't want to guess wrong, obviously. What do I say? Edit. Okay, I can't reply to everyone anymore because I can't keep up anymore. Lol, thanks for your suggestions. I would think that you can't answer everyone because you can't read all the comments because you're blind, but you know. Edit. Yes, blind people can use smartphones. Well, excuse the fuck out of me. Does your smartphone have Braille on the screen? Because that's a little bit based, honestly. I'd be kind of interested in seeing that. No, I mean, you literally just verbalized it. Like, that's annoying and rude. Hey, jackass, I'm blind. Like, it ain't that hard. I don't think it takes the, I don't think it takes the effort of getting the opinions of 530 people. That's how many answers are currently on that one. Why are 8 a.m. classes somewhat tolerable in school but an actual hell to attend in college? I have 8 a.m. classes on Mondays and they suck so damn much. However, looking back, they didn't suck so much back in school. Why is that? Because back in school, your parents made you go to bed at a reasonable time. And, they're not doing that when you're in college. So, that's not complicated. Ooh. Are most users on the teenager subreddit lying? I just saw a user with the 17 years old flair, but his Reddit account is 10 years old. Yes. The teenager subreddit is a hotbed of predators and pedophiles. And I say that not ever having been on the teenager subreddit. I just happen to know how online groups for teens typically go. I indulge quite a bit in watching predator catching content. I find it extremely fascinating, and I think that a good catcher is incredibly intelligent. So as a result, I've learned a lot about the internet and predators on the internet. I think that's a tremendous red flag, because you've either got a guy who's lying about his age and or gender, or you've got a situation where parents let their 7-year-old on Reddit and create an account. So, like, it's bad juju either way, but no, I would not believe that to be a 17-year-old, personally. Is it acceptable to stop wearing bras? Hi, I'm just wondering if it would be acceptable for me not to wear a bra. I find bras quite uncomfortable. I was thinking about letting them go, but I don't know if it would be socially acceptable. I mean, hey, personally, I haven't worn a bra in 34 years, so, you know, I'm just tossing that out there. Other than that, you know, that really depends. I would need to see some pictures before I provide an answer on that, because, what else can be said there? I mean, socially acceptable. No, it's not socially acceptable, really. Because, you know, if people see, little pokey nipples through a t-shirt, then, you know, it's obviously going to be considered taboo and like, whatever, but do what you want. But, you know, before I say yay or nay, you should or shouldn't do this, I would obviously have to see pictures, because I'm shallow and superficial. I'm a terrible person. And, obviously, if you're gross looking, I'm not going to tell you to do it. If you're kind of hot, then obviously I'm going to tell you to do it. Laws of society be damned. Uh-oh. Oh, Aquarius S, what did you do? Caught using essay writing service. I'm a second-year college student. Recently, I had to write an essay on a difficult topic. The additional difficulty was that I did not attend lectures and my professor did not give me one-on-one consultations. I was up to my eyeballs in work and could not jeopardize the quality of my other essays. As a result, I received a failing grade. However, there are two wealthier students studying with me who came from abroad. They also did not attend the lectures, but the teacher gave them good grades. One of them told me that he had repeatedly used two websites, essaypay.com and another, which I don't remember. He argued that it was a working, time-saving scheme. This bothered me because it was not honest. They could get kicked out of college for cheating. Should I tell the teacher about that? So, as an anarchist, and as somebody who, you know, kind of gets a bit of the street justice vibe going on, snitches get stitches, I think that you are probably opening yourself up to some trouble if you narc. Now, that said, I would never recommend that you do that, but, you know, that could be a bit of a problem, you know? That could be a bit of a problem, narking on them. However, and this is where people shift from saying that I'm, like, too much of a goody-goody to, like, kind of the opposite here. You said they were wealthy. And they just confessed to you that they're using a service that would get them expelled from college, so, you know, I'm not saying you should blackmail them, per se, you know, it's kind of a golden opportunity. Just lay it out in your lap. Are you friendly with these people? You know, do you need their respect? Do you need them in your corner? Because, you know, I'm not saying you should extort or blackmail them, but I'm just saying, you know, if I were so inclined to do such a thing to somebody, then that's kind of a golden opportunity. Not gonna lie. Do a lot of people have attorneys on hand? I'm going through a phase of watching arrest videos, and it seems like everyone screams, "Let me call my lawyer." Why? I don't have a lawyer. I don't know a lawyer. Is having a lawyer on standby a common thing? That's a good question. I've kind of noticed the same thing, but I don't think so. I think that's just like common vernacular within American society. Because here's the thing: if you do get arrested, it's going to be a criminal defense attorney. So unless you're like a habitual repeat offender, you're probably not going to have like a criminal defense lawyer on hand. You may have like a personal injury lawyer or a real estate lawyer or a divorce lawyer or something like that. But yeah, no, I think that's just like kind of a turn of phrase when people say, "Let me call my lawyer." By my lawyer, they mean a lawyer, but that sounds a lot less committal. What's the most messed up excuse for a breakup you've heard? Well, shit. Do we have a couple hours? Or 45 minutes, man. That would be a good one to have Turk on for. I hope he gets back from his vacation soon. What's the most messed up excuse for a breakup you've heard? I'm trying to remember. I see some real sketchy shit on Facebook. Probably the worst one I've seen is just that, like, oh, I'm a successful woman. I feel like I can do better than him. which I know sounds like really superficial, but it's, I mean, really, it's just like, it's kind of fucked up. It's like, so he's good enough for you when you feel like you're both on equal footing, but the minute you feel like you're settling, then you're just going to dump his ass. Meanwhile, I don't know too many guys who, when they are settling, that they're just going to dump your ass. I don't know. That one always kind of rubbed me the wrong way. Is it dumb to just now start investing some of my paycheck into a 401k at age 40? No, just do it, bro. Oh, we're getting into some fun stuff. I know I'm, like, really, really subdued this episode, but it is 4 o'clock in the morning, and I am incredibly tired. I still have to take a shower. Yeah, I know I'm subdued, but I am certainly not checked out. Okay, oh, this is a good question. Why do guys immediately try to quiz girls on the things they like? Oh, well, this actually blew my answer out of the water. Fuck! I'm not talking about the ones genuinely trying to have an engaging conversation on shared interests. I'm talking about how there are guys who badger and question women for liking the same things they like, as if they are lying about it. This just happened to me earlier today. I was talking to this guy that I was interested in, and he noticed my anime tattoo. It was like a flip switched. Flip switched, huh? It's like a flip switched. Yeah, what did he do? Did he point his gun with a 30 magazine cartridge at you? let me correct you. It was like a switch flipped, and he kept asking me if I actually know what show it was from. I told him, obviously, and that it was my favorite one. Dude would not stop being condescending after that and was basically calling me poser for legit no reason. Why did I do this? He probably felt intimidated by it, but personally, I mean, shit, it was probably like a month or two ago, but yeah, I saw a chick with like a gorilla's tattoo, and you know, I just complimented her on it. I wasn't like, name your top three gorilla songs, and it cannot be Feel Good Inc. Like, I mean, you know, it just sounds like the dude was a loser, but you're also kind of doing like this catch-all thing about guys in general, and it's like, no, not all guys do that. And, you know, that's why I said the first sentence just kind of blew my answer out of the water, because, like, yeah, most guys genuinely want to have an engaging conversation on shared interests. Like, I mean, we all got us a little bit of touch of the tism here, so, you know, when it's like, oh, fucking finally, someone I can talk about Legos with, we're gonna jump on that. There's not a ton of guys out there who are gonna be like, oh, you've gotta tell me your three favorite Legos blocks or whatever. Like, you had one bad experience, like, go show your tattoo at a Comic-Con, I promise you, the guys will be, like, lined up to suck your toes. You're fine. What screams I'm in a healthy relationship? Oh, that's a great question, MILF Kiss Radiant. That's a great question. I'll tell you what screams I'm in a healthy relationship. What screams I'm in a healthy relationship is when Linda finally does the fucking dishes like I asked her. Because, you know, I've been asking her every single night for a fucking month, so yeah. You know, I think that would scream that I'm in a healthy relationship. What else screams that I'm in a healthy relationship? Maybe not comparing me to your ex. That screams that I'm in a healthy relationship. I don't need to hear about how much better Brad is than me, right? Because I already know how I don't measure up to Brad, okay? I already know that Brad's got a good 2 inches on me and makes $20,000 more a year. I don't have to be reminded of that. What else would scream that I'm in a healthy relationship? I don't know. Maybe not trying to fucking phone me when I'm taking a nap. You know, I'm not a bad person for not wanting to answer my phone when I'm taking a nap. What else would scream that I'm in a good relationship? I don't know, maybe swallowing for once, you know, I don't want to spat back out on my stomach, you know, I don't think that's too much to ask. I think it's a pretty common thing if you spend enough time online, you see, a lot of people do that, so I don't know, I'm sorry, I went to a really dark place there. Hold on. Wow. Sorry about that, everybody. What screams them in a healthy relationship? Openness and communication. You know, I think good communication is it's poggers, fam. That's definitely what you should focus on. I am not going to read this entire-ass thing, because I can just answer your question from the header. Is it just me, or restaurant food has significantly worsened these days? Yes, it has. I used to absolutely love Red Robin. The last time I went there was, like, so bad that I was like, yeah, I'm not doing this again. Why do so many women openly show interest when I'm in a relationship / with a girl, but show none when I'm single? I've been out of a longer-term relationship for a couple of months and was constantly added on Snapchat, given the eyes, and flirted with when I was committed. Now I feel invisible. Do women even realize they do this? I can answer your question as to why. It's because women are terrible. Really. You know, I believe there's actually been studies done on that showing that, like, men consider a woman being in a relationship a deterrent, typically. You know, this isn't like a catch-all thing, this is just typically. The generalization is men consider that a deterrent, women consider that to be a desirable thing, that it's like, oh, well, if this bitch got him, then, yeah, I should have him. Huh. Do old people find other old people attractive? When I'm 80, will I see old ladies as hot? I expected mostly secondhand accounts. I did not expect there to be this many old people on Reddit. That's a good question. I know me and Turk both like them a bit older, but I'm admittedly a little bit curious. I don't want to spend my last 8 minutes of this episode reading about a bunch of 80-year-olds. What I've typically seen from 80-year-olds is, like, they are still extremely attracted to their wives of similar age or something. But, you know, the gilf and granny section on the porn sites is heavily clicked on for a reason. That's all I'm going to say. I went to questions and no stupid questions because I was trying to avoid sexual stuff. But Reddit is just a tremendous orgy of disgusting people, so, you know, it's gonna happen everywhere I go. Guys, how would you feel if your girlfriend or a date shared that she pole dances? For context, I, 22 female, recently began pole dancing this year as a hobby. I only dance in a private studio with other women. That's hot. And in the privacy of my home, and I intend to keep it this way. Never in a club, in public, as a profession, etc. etc. I'm also newly single and began pole dancing after I left a 4-year relationship, so I'm just wondering how, when the day comes, when I meet a new man, how should I go about explaining my hobby to him? I'm afraid of being judged, or this would be a deal breaker for some men. The way you just explained it is perfectly fine. Like, literally. The way you explain that you're doing it as a hobby, then I'm perfectly fine with that. You're not doing it at a club, you're not doing it as a profession, you're not doing it in public. So that tells me, A, you have hobbies, which is really, really good and really, really desirable, because one of the quickest things that turns me off when I am dating a prospective partner is that she has no hobbies. If all she has going on is watching a TV show or talking about the latest drama with her friends, that's not desirable. So telling me you're willing to learn new skills, that's pretty impressive. And then what also tells me about pole dancing is that, you know, you're not doing it to, like, to get money. You're not doing it, like, in a strip club or whatever. You're doing it just for funsies. That also tells me you're doing things to develop skills and get in better shape. So, you know, personally, I would not find that to be a deal breaker. If you were telling me, oh yeah, I'm gonna do it because I'm gonna work at Sticky Larry's strip club and make $100,000 a night, then yeah, I would find that to be a turnoff. But you know, it's like you're doing something that's like, it's exercise, it's skill, and it's a hobby that gets you out of the house. Like, fucking go for it, girl. Slay, queen. Do animals have a concept of an accident? Ooh. Like, I have the most beautiful cat in the whole world, and I love her to death. Each time I accidentally bump into her in the middle of the night, I feel absolutely horrible and try to make up for it by petting her and giving her treats. But does she even get what I mean? I don't want my cat to learn that stress and pain leads to her being more cared about. I want her to know I didn't do it on purpose. That's an interesting and insightful question. I feel like some animals have to know about accidents because, you know, if you look at, like, dogs feeling guilty, like, just look up videos of dogs feeling guilty on YouTube, you'll get what I'm talking about. Cats are way less prone to feeling guilty because cats are tremendous assholes. They're just awful, awful assholes. Which, you know, hey, I'm fine with that. You know, I wouldn't mind having a cat for a pet again. I kind of miss it, but, you know, I'm just saying cats are assholes. But, you know, just look at dogs feeling guilty on YouTube, or just look at pictures of dogs, like, when they're pooping. They always have this look on their face like, oh, this is awkward, don't look at me. It's pretty hilarious, really. So, yeah. I'd say certain animals certainly understand the concept of an accident. Cats may not, because cats are dicks, and you know, they would never feel remorse for what they do to you, so why would you feel remorse for what they do to them? I think that's the way their mindset is. Oh, is it weird to turn down someone for their profession? I don't want to date doctors. I got introduced to some guy who turned out to be a doctor, and I turned him down. My friend said it's stupid. I mean, doctors have this specific lifestyle that wouldn't suit mine. I wouldn't date a cop either. I don't like police officers. Oh. No, I don't think that's weird. I don't think that's weird at all. Your career absolutely affects your lifestyle. 100%. And, you know, I'm very torn on my attitude towards police officers, because as an anarchist, I do not like cops, but as somebody who watches pedophiles get thrown in jail, I like cops. So I'm very much on the fence. It's like, you know, if you're arresting bad people, then fucking rock it, bro. If you're gonna slap me with a fine and say that I have to show up in court because I didn't know my headlight was out, that's a little bit of a different story. But you know, from a more anarchistic standpoint, I certainly understand not liking police officers. But yeah, like the doctor thing, most women think that's like the golden god that you aspire to. It's, oh, date a doctor because they make a lot of money. And it's like, you know what? You know, if you don't want somebody to be gone for 20 hours out of the day with work, or if you don't want somebody having to deal with the weight of, oh, a surgery went bad, I accidentally poked Mr. Phillipson's brain and he is now a potato, I get that. You know, that's perfectly fair. And I'm mostly saying that to be fair from the perspective of there are certain professions I certainly wouldn't want to date. Just like talking about the pole dancing thing. I think pole dancing for fun and fitness is a totally different thing than doing it professionally. I don't find that to be quite as acceptable. And you know, Turk and I have kind of discussed this. I wouldn't say that we've debated it. We've just sort of discussed our differences of opinion on this. But like, I am personally not comfortable with the idea of some guy beating his meat to my wife and her making a living at it. You know, sometimes it's unavoidable. If you're married to an absolute, like, beauty queen goddess, then, you know, sure, you know, some guys are just going to find that hot. If your wife is out there, like, clapping them cheeks and spreading them cheeks so everybody can see the chocolate starfish, that's a whole different matter. Like, I would certainly not date a stripper or an OnlyFans girl personally. That is just me. That is just not something that I feel comfortable with personally. And so, you know, yeah. I think some OnlyFans girls make as much as doctors. So, you know, you want to turn down a doctor because that lifestyle doesn't suit you? I don't want to date an OnlyFans girl because that lifestyle doesn't suit me. I think that's perfectly reasonable. Why doesn't everyone just boycott Ticketmaster until they're out of business? That's a great idea, but the reason for that is because then people cannot get their ticket and go to the concert. So, you know, I don't disagree with you, but, you know, it ain't that simple, because where the fuck else are we gonna get our tickets? Alright, and, I think this will be a good last one. I love sniffing my wife and kid. Is that weird? President Biden? Joe, is that you? Sleepy Joe? Oh my god. And the top answer... the top answer is the perfect candle to the cake to finish this. Top response to this. Nah, man, it's cool. I like sniffing your wife and kid, too. I was just going to end it on the Biden joke, because Biden sniffs a lot of people, but... that's amazing. Nah, man, it's cool. I like sniffing your wife and kid, too. Very good, Squelchy Rex. She got a good, genuine laugh out of me. So, Alright, well, that has been some just general questions off of Reddit. Some attempt at doing specifically non-sexual questions. This was fun. I liked doing it. I definitely went through way more questions doing it solo, and I don't think it was as funny. I think it's a lot more funny when Turk and I are, like, riffing off of each other and bantering off of each other. But you know, I figured, you know what, if I just do some, like, generalized questions, then it might be a little bit different. And yeah, I had fun doing it. I will say, r/no stupid questions, you false advertised. Those were some incredibly stupid questions. So, yeah, I'm disappointed. I'm very, very disappointed. I'm probably going to knock back one more shot before I hop in the shower and finally get to bed. It is now 4:20 in the morning. Blaze it. I am astoundingly tired. But I hope everybody enjoyed this episode. I hope I was able to at least elicit some chuckles. And in the meantime, I will catch you guys later.
Right there, folks. That was Our Moms Think We're Funny. Let's give him a hand.